You are listening to The Beauty Beat with Francesca Alexander. Hello there. So one of the things I wanted to loop everybody in on is the craziness that is around what I'm trying to produce. Last time I think we talked was we wanted to go ahead and release a podcast on the last meetup that we had created. One of the things I didn't foresee is that I was going to be sick and lose my voice again. So in New Zealand, it's quite cold right now, even though it's in the end of August, and we've had a very wet winter here. So with that said, everybody around me has had, flus and coughs, and even now you'll hear a little bit of a break in my voice. However, I need to get going when the going is good and put in a podcast just to see or share with you what those learnings were in terms of what I need to do next. How did I or how can I actually structure my next move, use my assistance in particular for the best of my ability in going on to the next level? And a lot of that had to do with just, okay, what exactly did I want to create and how often do I want to create it? So one of the first things I need to do was organize and get my wonderful assistant in town here to help me create a podcast and editing and all those bits and pieces that are associated with GarageBand. But the funny thing was, during me trying to actually go on to that and share that, there's a new interface. There's a new version of GarageBand. And I didn't see that coming. So now I have to relearn what that is. How does it look like? How do I upload the audio? How do I layer the music? How do I put the intro in? All of that, all those bits and pieces I have to learn all over again. So that's something that actually, if you hear the frustration in my voice, it's something that I just found out within the hour. So with that said, what are those next steps? So, this is the things that no one really talks about as in terms of an entrepreneur, do they? You know, it's not easy. It's not as seamless as we'd like it to be. It's all of these pieces that really ruck up your day and have you relook at priorities, kind of like what I'm doing now. It's just really happy because I'm going forward with it and I'm trying to fight off exhaustion, but the enthusiasm is actually helping me through it. I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you know exactly what I mean. You get really excited about the project, and then you understand that those setbacks are just mild ones, and then you just go forward. You keep going, you keep going. And one of the things that I've known myself and my business the last 2 years and is that there's been good and bad caveats, where the bad part is, you know, you have to look for clients, and you have to be creative with that, which is fine. It's part of the job. The other thing is what I've noticed probably like the last year, I've been inundated with clients, so I haven't been promoting myself as I normally do because I can't take anybody else on, which is great entrepreneur problems, right? What I think is happening with that is that I feel like I'm losing my edge in terms of self-promotion. I can do it all the live long day for everybody else, but when it comes to myself, how do I frame it for me? So what I need to do and stay committed to doing is get those podcasts out weekly. At the very least, have something there to demonstrate and show my findings, what I want to share in terms of what you can use in your business. It's been very helpful for me. And I want to keep that line open. So back to the drawing board, how do I do that in the state, in the busy state that I am? How do I have that great balance without over burning myself or burning the candle at both ends. That's always something that I'm constantly fighting, is trying to keep pushing, keep going, be successful without being completely stressed out. So one of the things that I'm going to do is assign more stuff to my very capable and brilliant assistant, Grace. That's one. Two is schedule things out through Asana and really look at how I can use Asana for time management and project management. So if I just open up Asana and see what's going to be due during the week using the calendar link, I can see what I got going on during the whole week. I want to also be able, well, this is number three, I want to be able to deliver items with co-project managers and what I'd like to achieve during the week. So that's a big deal. So communication here is something I need to keep practicing and keep communicating through Asana, so my shared partners or other project managers know where I'm at in terms of a project. And I do have a great project that's actually something that we're relaunching, and you're going to hear about it in the meetups. You'll hear about it in the meetup podcast. It's called the Heroine Project. And the Heroine Project is, how do we support women in business, both entrepreneurs and women in the workforce? How do we create that environment that shows or gives you easy access to learning some of the contemporary things in business that we all need to know? A lot of that is social media. A lot of that is promotion online. A lot of that is Facebook ads. So all of those bits need to be shared constantly in a way that's digestible. So it's not completely something that you're like, oh, you know, when you get like a module and you're so overwhelmed by the content that you can't even open it up. It's got to be delivered in a way where it's super easy. It might be that 5-minute module. You get the gist. At the very least, you are in the know of what is current. And that's something that I want to achieve. So those are my three things that I really want to achieve right now. Well, maybe it's 3B was the other thing that I want to achieve is sharing those bits. And it's certainly something that I want to do here in the podcast. So that is the super simple mini-sode that I wanted to share with you. Wish me luck in getting my act together. And I say that in jest. I know I will find a way. I mean, all entrepreneurs, all women usually do. But it's just one of those things where you're in the thick of it like I am now. I'm not sure how quick my turnaround is going to be in delivery. I will let you know how it goes. And I will keep you in the know weekly. And we will see where we get on and what are, at the least, my caveats in business that I'm facing both online and in my personal physical side of the business, because I'm doing a lot of face-to-face stuff. So that is it for me. Thank you so much for listening. And I look forward to, sharing on the next podcast. If you have any questions, just let me know. Drop me an email, Francesca@socialglobalgrind.com. Hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. This is intended for you to just get your inspiration and keep going no matter what is in your way. For more inspiration, let's connect at socialglobalgrind.com, and you can check out some of my blogs and even reach out to me if you have any questions about this podcast. I'm Francesca Alexander, and thank you for listening to The Beauty Beat, where we help you find your hustle and glow.